You are listening to the Diesel Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk, brought to you by Comic Bento. Get a mystery box of comic books and graphic novels in your mailbox every month, at least $50 worth for under 20 bucks. Visit mycomicbento.com. Also brought to you by Audible. Check out a free audiobook on us at audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. Guys and gals, all you hipcats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is John Pica, your host, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, Johnny Della Rocca, and we are swinging solid from Mid-South Con, and hanging out with me is a guy that you've only heard us talk about. This is the infamous Jeff Harris, one of the founders of the Clockwork Mechanalists, the Memphis steampunk group. And for those of you who may have been listeners early on in the podcast, Jeff was a correspondent for us to, was it Pulp Bark?
Pulp Bark.
Yeah, I didn't get to go that first year, but you did, and maybe you did something here too. I forget.
I don't know, we didn't do anything here.
I don't know, but you did, you were a correspondent for us, and I think it was Pulp Bark. The first.
No, I wasn't a correspondent per se.
You didn't talk about it.
We had met at Pulp Bark.
We had?
That's where we met.
No. We met on Facebook through a Facebook group. We never met until Mid-South Con.
I thought we met at Pulp Bark.
No.
Okay, see, I'm a time traveler, so I get all my dates mixed up.
Oh, for those of you who are watching the live feed right now, we just had our Wi-Fi kind of cut out, but we're recording audio. There we go. We're back. We're back live. We got a weak Wi-Fi connection here, but this is the first time we've ever done a live video feed for the Diesel Powered Podcast. Now, Daisy O'Dare is actually off doing a panel. What is she doing right now? Do you know?
Cosplay positivity.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, awesome, yeah.
So, for in honor of Daisy, hello, all you six Shibas.
That's good. I like it. So, Daisy couldn't be with us, and, you know, as you know, Mr. Wofford left the cast of the podcast about a month or so ago, and he's dealing with family stuff anyway, so he's not even here at Mid-South Con this year. So, you know, I had to do with the leftovers here. No, I'm kidding.
I'm far down the bench. I'm like third string. You know?
No, I'm kidding. Actually, I mentioned, Jeff, that you are the infamous Jeff Harris. And the reason you're infamous, do you know why?
According to the Wonder posters, or go ahead and tell me.
No, you were part of that panel.
Oh, the panel.
The panel. Of you who have been fans and listening for a long time, you know that Jeff and I did a panel together with Sherry Priest and D. Allen Lewis, Steampunk versus Diesel Punk, and I swear Sherry Lewis almost came to blows with me.
Sherry Priest.
That's what I said. What did I say? Sherry Lewis?
Sherry Lewis.
She's Lamb Chop.
Yeah.
Sherry Priest almost came to blows with me.
I didn't come blows to you, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it really, I guess she objected to the labels.
Also, the loudness. You were on one side, she was in the middle, and I was over here, and we went pro wrestling on her. We went all over. It was epic.
Well, I think you were actually the one who said to me, you said to me once that you, talking about me, you are a force,
You are Russia.
Yeah, so.
Hey, one of my signs fell down. Can you prop that back up?
Yeah, well, they can't. Yeah, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, we're here at Mid-South Con, and...
So I would say you referenced that, because I was going to reference that as well, okay?
The panel?
Yes, okay. I have long since objected to the phrase steampunk versus dieselpunk.
I know you have.
We have talked about this, and talked about this, and I just want to, like, settle it once and for all, okay?
True.
I don't see a versus. I see a transition.
I'm going to move this over to your side.
All right. I don't see a versus, I see a transition.
Oh, I don't.
Okay, see, there's lines where, you know, disagree to disagree.
No, go ahead and talk about...
I came up with a spin you may contemplate.
Okay.
You might not go for it, but you may contemplate.
All right. Talk to me.
Okay, what if steampunk is the fiction that dieselpunks dream about?
No.
Like, in the dieselpunk world, that's what they would dream about.
Uh-uh. No.
Okay,
no, I don't buy that. No, because here's the deal. And since we did that panel, and that's been, what, 3 or 4 years ago
now?
It's
been a while.
And what has kind of transpired in the world of dieselpunk, in the community, is a further definition of the genre.
Right.
And kind of more of almost a clarification of what dieselpunk is and isn't.
Yeah.
You know, dieselpunk, and we've defined it further on the podcast, is really, it is a celebration of the retrofuturism of the 1920s through the 1940s,
right.
Early.
Decadence and all those other words.
Yeah.
I had to look up on the dictionary.
But, well, decadence is not in the dictionary. Decadence is. But
actually, decadence on Google describe exactly how you define it.
Is it a term that we created? The term. Holy crap!
Decadence. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well. So. But dieselpunk really asks the question, "What if?"
Yes,
and it sees the future of the future of tomorrow through the eyes of yesterday.
Okay, steampunk is what the Victorians would have viewed the future as.
Do you think?
No, that's how it's defined.
Well, see, I thought...
That's how it's retrofuturism. That's why I say diesel and steam kind of go together. They're retrofuturists.
Well, hey, I agree that they're close. There's some close relationship. There's some overlap.
And let me go a step further. I say they transition because steampunk transitions from an aesthetic into dieselpunk, a genre. See, it goes from being this quasi-Orpheus thing to, you know, a set paradigm.
Well, there are people who would argue that dieselpunk is not a genre.
Yeah, well, I get people argue with me about steampunk, so, you know. I can say, the Clockwork... Oh, we lost our feet.
No, that's all right. We're still recording.
My group, we've opened ourselves to diesel punks because we are brothers of the punk. We are all, you know, children of the punk. I don't care if you're steam or diesel. To me, it's really just a matter of what makes you dance, what floats your boat, what gets you to the table.
Yeah, no, I can dig that. I can dig that. And, you know, really, when we talk about the difference, because if you're watching this now, you know kind of what the difference is, because you're a fan of our podcast. But for those of you listening on iTunes, you're discovering this for the first time, and I'm going to label this live from Mid-South, steam versus diesel. If you're listening for the first time, you might be wondering, well, what's the difference? And really, you know, when we talk about it, steampunk is the Victorian era retrofuturism. And dieselpunk is the jazz age or the deco age retrofuturism.
Exactly. So retrofuturism is what we have in common.
That's right. That's right.
If we can find that middle ground and agree, I think peace has been you know, done. It's way to be declared here.
And
I firmly want to have peace between steam and diesel brothers.
Oh, there's peace.
Okay.
There's no animosity.
Well, what was that infamous attack?
Well, no, that was Sherry, like, coming across the table at me. Like,
she was hungover.
Was she really? No, we shouldn't say that.
We shouldn't
spread rumors. We cannot we cannot verify or no. Well, I don't edit anything, but we can neither verify nor deny that what Jeff just said. So
full responsibility.
So anyway, so what's going on with the Mid-South with the Clockwork Mechanists? Daisy never really talks much about it, but
We're kind of going through a transition period right now. We've just kind of merged a little bit with the Mid-South Buccaneers.
Yeah.
To kind of give us a nice cushy safety net. To be perfectly honest with you, attendance has been laid off, and our membership has dwindled, and so by coupling up with the Buccaneers, we kind of have a nice little safety net, as it were. As we rebuild, we respected ourselves. We're always looking for new people, always looking, I mean, like I said, I'll open up the Diesels. Diesel Punks, they're like, broaden our horizons and our what we bring to the table, and also people to join. I like new ideas, I like new approaches to things, and Diesel is a whole other universe of stuff to bring to the table. So, I mean, literally speaking, we have opened ourselves up to, you know.
Hey, that Stormtrooper doesn't have any underwear on.
Oh my.
A female stormtrooper with a skin tight white bodysuit.
Yeah, ladies, that's live
content. Nothing on underneath it. I'm just saying. So let's talk about MidSouthCon a little bit. This is one of my favorite cons of the year. I come here every year as a volunteer guest, and I don't do that for any other con. Anybody else who wants me, you got to pay me. But I come here as a volunteer because this is kind of a cool con. It's kind of small, almost a family feeling. You see your friends and folks every year that, familiar faces.
MidSouthCon is like the cornerstone convention. I think this is like MidSouthCon 34.
Yeah, it's 34
so,
years.
That's saying a lot. I mean, I'm 46 years old, and so that's 34 years. Okay, 34 years.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm going to be 46 this year.
Wow, you're old.
Yes, I am. I'm ancient. I had a pet dinosaur.
It could happen in steampunk or diesel punk. You could have a pet dinosaur.
This is true.
That would be something that would make it punk.
Absolutely. Define convention, define established norm.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway.
But the mechanics, we're always looking for, new opportunities. We do pretty much every local convention we can get our little feet into.
Yeah, I'd love to.
As far as, like, major projects are concerned right now, we don't really have anything on the table. But there's always, something brewing in the back of my mind or in the back of Diana's mind. So, we definitely try to pass it on to you guys. Supporting our Diesel brothers and getting the word out there is also important.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I want to bring on a guest, Kim Smith. She didn't hear her. Hey, go get her. Tell her we're ready for her. Right there. Oh, for those of you listening on iTunes, Jeff is now going across the hallway to get Kim Smith, a favorite author of ours, who I've become really good friends with, and she's going to come over and join us real quick to talk about her books. No, over here. Now, Kim, have a seat here. You get to get really close to me because we have to share. We're actually live on our Facebook page for the Diesel Powered Podcast.
Hey, you guys.
And this is Kim Smith. She is an author extraordinaire. What is the title I gave you 2 years ago?
Fantastical fiction author.
Yes, there she is, the fantastical fiction author. And I picked up this really cool book called
10 Tips for Getting That Book Written.
10 Tips.
There's a glare.
Anyway, it's a little pamphlet that is available for 99 cents on Kindle, you said?
Either a 99 or $1.99, but I'll give it to you for free if you give me a review. I'm talking reviews today.
Well, I am giving you a review right now. This is worth $125. So go buy it today at Amazon. 10 Tips to Get That Book Written. It's real world, hardcore knowledge. It'll teach you how to get published, or at least how to get the book done and ready to be published. Really great, great stuff. Can't go wrong. And what, Kim, talk to us about what you're working on right now. What's your project du jour?
I just came out with my first paper mystery called Disc of Death. It's the first book in the Shannon Wallace mystery series. And I currently have the second book with my editor, and I am currently rewriting the third book because I didn't like how it went. Sorry, but sometimes that happens. The fourth book is about maybe 20,000 words in. It's being written, so I have at least four books in this series. So I hope everybody will go out and check it out. If you're into caper mysteries, which is where it's kind of, I call it Keystone Cops meet Lucy and Ethel. It's kind of like that. It's kind of crazy. So
Keystone Cops meet Lucy and Ethel, but it's a mystery.
Yeah. They get into all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, that's a great description for the listeners of the Diesel Power podcast, because the Keystone Cops, part of the golden age or the early days of Hollywood, Lucy and Ethel, I Love Lucy, it's a seminal show from the Diesel era. And so, tail end of the Diesel era, but you got kind of the bookmarks there.
Yep.
And so you got something that kind of aesthetically anyway fits into our listeners' purview.
Well, I call it zany fiction, and so if you're into that kind of thing, you're gonna love it. And you can go out to my website at kimsmithauthor.com and sign up for the Zanies newsletter, and I promise you'll be entertained.
Wait, what's the website again?
kimsmithauthor.com.
do it today. Sign up for the newsletter. Go buy some books from Kim. She's awesome. We love her.
Yay!
And she's going to come. She's got a podcast as well. And what is the name of your podcast?
It is called Writer Groupie, and it is at writergroupie.net. And that's groupie with an I-E, the old-fashioned 1970s groupie.
And where can people find that?
Online at writersgroupie.net.
Is it on iTunes? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We have an iTunes channel. We have a YouTube channel. I feed it out everywhere social media-wise. If you follow me on Twitter, I feed it out there. Writer Groupie has its own Twitter account. It has its own Facebook page. Just go out and search for Writer Groupie with an I-E, and you'll find us.
Awesome. Well, are you going to be able to sit in on my podcasting panel at 5?
I am going to be there.
Yeah. So 5 o'clock today at Mid-South Con, I'm going to be doing a panel on podcasting with a couple of other folks. And, I've got a lot of new information to share this year.
I'm excited. I'm going to hear everything we have.
Because we are, I don't want to spoil it, but we got a big sponsorship campaign going on that, if it goes through, I think I might have a model to change the way podcasters go about monetizing their podcasts.
Oh man, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it this afternoon, and hopefully that'll be cool.
You guys come to these panels at Mid-South Con today. It is fabulous. It's chock full of information.
Now, Kim, you might be interested to know, and Jeff, you might not know this either. We're actually live right now, and this episode on iTunes and Stitcher will go live to 20 countries.
Wow.
And do you know that our second biggest listenership is in Germany and Russia?
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know any German or Russian, but hi guys.
Danke schön.
Yeah.
Danke schön, yeah.
Bonjour.
Das Besonja. All right.
Das Besonja, Diesel Power Podcast.
Well, Kim, we're going to sign off the air here in just a minute, but before we do that, what's something you would tell anyone who's thinking about going to a con? They've never been to a Comic Con or a Pop Culture Con, something like Mid-South Con, especially they need to come to. But what would you recommend someone? Just do it, right?
Yes, I would definitely say to get a room at the hotel if you can, because it can be extremely tiring.
Don't be the miser like Johnny.
Well, I live here, so I don't have any excuses. Well, I just go home at night.
Okay, so the first time I came, I stayed with Jeff, and last year I actually The second year, I ended up sleeping in my car because I was only going to stay one night. And then last year, I shared a room at the hotel. But even that, I mean, I'm a miser. So this year, I tried something new. In between, I stayed at the Pilgrim House Hostel.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, it's over by Overton Park, by the zoo, and it's in a church. And $15 a night. You can't go wrong with that. So it's interesting, though, because it's a completely different experience. And anyway, I was a little bit distracted by a cosplayer. It's a completely different experience because it's like dormitory living. You share a room. I'm in a bunk bed with a bunch of other people, and you know, shared bathrooms. And it's going to be it's going to be the basis of a story.
Wow.
It was so interesting. It's going to be a story, and I don't know about what yet, but I got to write about it.
Well, yeah, definitely plan on staying in a hotel, a local hotel, or maybe the con hotel when you go to a con, because there's so much going on all the time from like 7 in the morning till 1 in the morning that you don't want to miss anything. It's an experience. You want to experience the whole con experience.
Jeff, pipe in here. What are some awesome things that people will see and get to do at a Comic-Con or a pop culture con?
Well, there's all kinds of panels, like your podcasting panel. And
right.
Tomorrow, I'm hosting a steampunk panel at 11 o'clock in the morning. Of course, there's also the live events like the Masquerade tonight.
Yeah.
Where you get to see Daisy O'Dare once again take the stage like a little hurricane that she is. There's also
along with shows. Big Daddy Cool.
There's art shows. There's live bands sometimes. All kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just really a matter of what isn't there to do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. There's so much to do. You may actually feel a little overwhelmed.
And don't forget, at any given con, you can always see Big Daddy Cool do his magic show.
Yes.
Swinging solid, baby.
Swinging hard, swinging solid.
All right. Well, hey, guys and gals, that's going to wrap us up here at Mid-South Con. I want to remind you that we are sponsored by Audible. You can get a free audiobook from audible.com. Actually, audibletrial.com/DieselPoweredPodcast. Pick out one free book from any of their 100,000 titles to try for free. If you like audiobooks like I do, you can try it on us, audibletrial.com/DieselPoweredPodcast. And we're also sponsored by Comic Bento. If you love comics and graphic novels, you can get at least $50 worth of graphic novels in your mailbox every month for less than $20. And my last box was $125 worth of graphic novels. Unbelievable. And go to mycomicbento.com. Check them out. And also we're sponsored by Empower Sound, maker of the Awesome Amp. So check them out at awesomeamp.com. And yeah, that'll be awesome. Well, guys and gals, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us. Thank you, Kim, for being on the podcast. And if you like what you see, drop us a line at feedback@DieselPoweredPodcast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.